Proverbs chapter 1, want to begin a series on the book of Proverbs. If I did this series like I normally would, I have to live into my hundreds, so we're not going to do that. What we're going to try to do is do a survey of the first 9 chapters, and then the Proverbs themselves really begin in chapter 10 and verse 1, and we'll deal with the Proverbs by subject matter. But in Proverbs chapter 1, the first 7 verses are an introductory section to the book. Last week we spoke on God's design for living, and we see that here in Proverbs. That's what the book of Proverbs is about, is God's design for living. We begin reading with verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. So in the very first few words, the Proverbs of Solomon, we have the title of the book. And it goes on to say, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Again, the very first verse, we have the title of book, and though it is called the Proverbs of Solomon, there's two things about that. The entire book is not proverbial. We see again the Proverbs really begin in chapter 10 and verse 1. And if you turn there in chapter 10 in verse 1, you notice it says the Proverbs of Solomon. And it's from that point on that we see many, many different Proverbs. And though they're called the Proverbs of Solomon, other writers are identified in the book, so not all the Proverbs are of Solomon. Notice in chapter 30 and verse 1, we see this section, the words of Agur. So there in chapter 30, we have the words of Agur. Chapter 31, verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, a prophecy that his mother taught him. And we have her words to King Lemuel in chapter 31. So what is recorded in the book of Proverbs are some of the Proverbs which Solomon wrote. We're told in 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 32 that Solomon wrote 3,000 Proverbs. So of course not all of the Proverbs of Solomon were recorded, were inspired of God. We also see in Proverbs chapter 25, keep in mind Solomon wrote 3,000 Proverbs, and then in chapter 25 and verse 1 we see these are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. So the men of Hezekiah took those 3,000 Proverbs that Solomon wrote, and they've copied out some of them, and without a doubt, the Proverbs were collected by the men of Hezekiah under the guidance of God. They were put together under the guidance of God, and that's where, of course, we have inspiration. A proverb, by definition, is a concise statement of truth. Usually it's truths concerning human behavior, but not always. A proverb is a sentence which, again, is brief, but at the same time very forcefully and pointedly expresses some practical truth. And that's what the book is all about. And they're really designed to get our to express truth in such a way as to get our attention, to keep our attention. That's why they are short. And though called the Proverbs of Solomon, they're not just the book of Proverbs isn't just the wise sayings of Solomon that give us, it's not just a book of wise advice, but it's a book of God's wisdom. It's a book of God's wisdom to man. It is wisdom in Proverbs chapter 9 is personified, and we read in 1 Corinthians that the wisdom of God is Jesus Christ. So this is God's wisdom for man. And again, it's not merely the collection of wise sayings. It's divine rules from heaven for you and I upon earth, and by which we can, that our conduct can be guided. It's a book of principles from heaven. A book of principles from heaven. A book of principles for you and I to live by upon this earth. It's a book of patterns. A book of principles that are to be a constant course in our life. And more importantly, they are the very words of God. The book of Proverbs is the word of God. It's God's school of wisdom. It's God taking us to school and to teach us wisdom. And we learn from Proverbs that wisdom is not something that you necessarily gain by experience, because we've all known some old fools. So just because one lives many years doesn't make them wise. Just because some have gone through certain experiences doesn't make them wise. But we'll deal with that more when we get to verse 7. But the book of Proverbs is, though it appears in chapter 10, from chapter 10 on, it appears to be somewhat haphazard. It's not. It's a book with a message. So the book of Proverbs covers a broad spectrum of human situations, covers much about human relationships, human responsibilities, and looks at these things and offers insight and offers warning and instruction and wise counsel. The book deals with experiences that are common to all of us. Deals with everyday experiences, and the truths that and the principles that are stressed here in the book will strengthen one's character, will give guidance through their whole life. Godly character will be fortified. Godly character will be strengthened, and one's walk with God will be rejuvenated. It's a book that tells us how to live in harmonious fellowship with God. It's also a book that tells us how to live in harmonious fellowship with our fellow man as well. So it is a book that is concerned about the development of godly character. But here in the first few verses, particularly verses 2 through verse 6, we have the purpose of the book stated. And there are five statements that are made in verses 2 through verse 6 that introduce the purposes of the book. So we are given five purposes of the book here in verses 2 through 6. And there's just a couple of words in each of these verses that introduce the purpose. In verse 2, notice the two words, to know. And what follows that declares one of the purposes of the book of Proverbs. The next thing there in verse 2, to perceive. That declares another purpose for the book of Proverbs. Verse 3, to receive. That declares another purpose for the book of Proverbs. Verse 4, to give. And then in verse 6, to understand. So we read the Proverbs of Solomon, to know wisdom and instruction. The Proverbs of Solomon, to perceive the words of understanding. The Proverbs of Solomon, to receive, and so on. So these verses 2 through 6 gives us the purpose of the book of Proverbs. So we want to look at these five purposes this evening for the book. We see, first of all, one of the purposes of the book of Proverbs is so that you and I'll know something. And he mentions two things, that we would know wisdom and instruction. Now, to know is to understand something clearly. When you know something, you understand it. It's to know is also to be convinced. If you know something, you are convinced. You're satisfied regarding the truth of something. It means to be assured of or to be aware of. So the book of Proverbs is written that you and I would understand clearly wisdom and instruction, that we would be convinced, that we would be satisfied concerning the truth of wisdom and instruction, particularly the wisdom and instruction found in the book of Proverbs. So we have to know wisdom. This, of course, is the main purpose of the book of Proverbs, wisdom. To know wisdom. That means if we read, we study, we carefully apply the principles that are laid down in Proverbs, you and I will know wisdom. Wisdom for this life. Now notice, keep a mark there in Proverbs 1 and turn to the book of James. The book of James, chapter 3. There is a wisdom that comes from God. In verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above, the wisdom that is from above, and this is contrasted in verse 14 and in verse 15, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. So there is a wisdom of the world that is earthly, sensual, and devilish. And there is a wisdom from above. And that, of course, is the wisdom that Proverbs speaks about, to know wisdom. But here in James 3 and verse 17, we're told eight things about this wisdom that is from above. We are told eight characteristics about this wisdom. Notice in verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first in order. It is first pure. The wisdom from God is pure. Anything that is not pure is not wisdom. Wisdom from above is first pure. That means that it is chaste, it is holy, and it is clean. Everything about the wisdom presented in the book of Proverbs is pure. Everything about it. The next thing we read is that it is peaceable. That is, it disposes one to live at peace with others. The third thing that is mentioned is that it is gentle. That is, that it is meek, it's modest, it's kind. Fourthly, it's easy to be entreated. And what that means, it's a person who is wise. You can persuade them very easily to that which is right and proper. Try to persuade a fool to that which is right and proper. You've got your hands full. But if someone is wise, and all you have to do is show them what is right and proper, and that's it. They follow. So it's easy to be entreated of. Fifthly, it's full of mercy. That is, it disposes one to show compassion. Sixthly, it has good fruits, which just simply speaks of good living. Wisdom that is from above causes one to live good, causes one to live right. And then we see also that concerning this wisdom that is from above, it's without partiality. It's without partiality. That it simply means it does not judge based upon respect of persons. It does not make exceptions and determine right and wrong based upon people. That's wisdom. Wisdom is no respecter. of persons, this wisdom that is from above. It's without hypocrisy. That means that it's open, it's honest, it's genuine, it's true. And this is the wisdom. This wisdom that is from above, this is the reason Proverbs was written, so that you and I could know the wisdom that is from above. Wisdom that is from above, to me, the best definition is it's simply looking at life from God's point of view. That's wisdom. You can't get wiser than that. You can't get wiser than looking at everything from God's point of view. Therefore, I don't have to take a survey and see what everybody's opinion is. You just view life from God's point of view. And when you view life from God's point of view, you can't go wrong. And that's wisdom. And the book of Proverbs is written so that you and I can know wisdom. Notice in Proverbs 4 and verse 7. Proverbs 4 and verse 7. And this verse is really a summary of the whole book of Proverbs. But it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Wisdom, that is this wisdom that is from above, that is so aptly described in James 3 and verse 17. This wisdom that is from above is the principal thing. Get wisdom. And with all thy getting, that is with all thy getting of wisdom, get understanding or add understanding to your wisdom. Then notice in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 11. Proverbs 8 and verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. That tells us that wisdom is invaluable. You cannot put a price upon this wisdom. This wisdom will take you further than any college degree, and that's not to downgrade college degrees. This wisdom is worth more than any amount of money. This wisdom will be more beneficial to you than all the education that the world has to offer. This wisdom also is a source of strength. Notice in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 16 and verse 18. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom is better than strength. In verse 18, wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Wisdom is profitable to direct us. Ecclesiastes 10 in verse 10. So one of the purposes of Proverbs is that you and I would know wisdom. So if we read the book of Proverbs, we study the book of Proverbs, we apply the principles of Proverbs, that will cause us to know wisdom. And wisdom is the principal thing. The next thing that it causes us to know here in verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction. This, of course, would be God's instruction in wisdom. Instruction is teaching, it's educating, it's imparting knowledge or imparting information. And this is one of the purposes of the book of Proverbs, so that you and I would know instruction. And we are exhorted throughout the book of Proverbs to hear instruction. A wise person will hear wise instruction. And a wise person will know the difference between wise instruction and that which is not wise. But in Proverbs 1 and verse 8, we read, my son, hear the instruction. Hear instruction. My son, hear instruction. Chapter 4, verse 1. Notice again, it's hear ye children the instruction. Or again, hear instruction. And you can follow that throughout the book of Proverbs. Several places we read those words. Hear instruction. And one of the purposes of Proverbs is that you and I will know wisdom and instruction. That's the first purpose. The second purpose, also stated here in Proverbs 1 in verse 2, and it's introduced by that phrase, to perceive the words of understanding. Now, to perceive is to discern, to perceive understanding. Understanding is to have insight into something. Now, wisdom that is from above is to have insight into the Lord, insight into His Word, insight into the person of God, insight into the will of God. So the idea conveyed here to perceive the words of understanding is that the book was written so that you and I could have discerning insight, so that we could perceive understanding, so that we could have discerning insight. In other words, that we could have enough discernment that we are able to discern or distinguish between right and wrong. A wise person is able to distinguish between right and wrong, regardless of people involved. They are able to distinguish between right and wrong. They are able to distinguish between light and darkness. They are able to distinguish between truth and error. They have discerning insight. So one of the purposes of Proverbs is to give you and I discerning insight. And if there ever was a time when God's people needed to be a discerning people, it is today. If there ever was a time that we needed insight and to have discerning insight, it is today. Then notice the third purpose stated in verse 3, and it's introduced by the words to receive. To receive the instruction, and then he mentions four areas: wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. That we would receive instruction in these four areas: wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Now, wisdom, of course, is the instruction of God Himself. So one of the purposes of Proverbs is that you and I would receive instruction. We would receive the very instruction of God Himself. The word justice. Justice is that which is correct, that which is right. When justice is done, that which is correct has been done. That which is right has been done. So justice has reference to that which is correct, that which is right. So the book of Proverbs is so that you and I can receive instruction in that which is correct, that which is right. So as you read the Proverbs, realize that it is God's instruction in what is correct. It is God's instruction concerning what is right. And there's a variety of subjects in the Proverbs. There's the training of children is one of the subjects in the book of Proverbs. And everything it says about the training of children, remember, this is instruction in justice. It is instruction in that which is correct. It's instruction in that which is right. It has much to say about money matters. And everything it has to say about money matters is correct and right. No matter what the subject is, the book of Proverbs is teaching us what is correct and right concerning that subject. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. If it's contrary to the principles laid down in Proverbs, it can't be correct, it can't be right. Follow the Proverbs and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. The next thing that we receive instruction in is judgment. Judgment, again, is discernment. It's the ability to make right decisions. It's the ability to make right choices. So the book of Proverbs was written so that you and I would receive instruction in making right choices. And oh, how we need that. We all need instruction in how to make right decisions and how to make right instructions. And this is one of the purposes of the book. So from the very purposes of the book that are mentioned here, we see the importance and the value of this book, the book of Proverbs. The next thing that we receive instruction in is equity. We receive instruction in the ways of wisdom, the ways of justice, that is that which is correct and right, the ways of judgment, that is how to make right choices and decisions, and then we have the word equity. And the word equity means that which is fair and upright. Oh, we live in a society, people are quick to say, that's unfair. That's unfair, that's unfair. The book of Proverbs is very fair, though most would say it wasn't. It is a book that instructs us in equity. It is a book that instructs us in what is fair and what is right. What is fair and what is upright. Then the fourth purpose for Proverbs we're introduced to in verse 4. It's introduced by the two words to give. So the book of Proverbs was written to give us something. And he mentions three things. Subtlety to the simple, that is to the most simple individual. The book of Proverbs can give subtlety. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. Three things: subtlety, knowledge, and instruction. So, or discretion. So the book of Proverbs was written to impart these three things. Now, subtlety is the same as prudence. Most people today take it as an insult to be called prudent. That's not an insult. That's a good thing. We need some prudence today. Prudence is a very rare quality in people today. It's a rare quality in God's people. To be prudent is to be cautious. The book of Proverbs was written so that to give us prudence. That is, to make us cautious. And as you read, especially the first nine chapters of Proverbs, one of the lessons in the first nine chapters is for the father writing to the son, telling him, you'd better be careful. You better watch out. You better be on the lookout. So there is prudence, to be cautious. It means to show care. It means to give thought. It means to be sensible. Read the book of Proverbs. It's a book that makes sense. We live in a day when common sense died a long time ago. But the book of Proverbs is a book of common sense. It's a book that just makes sense. It's a book that works. If you apply the principles that are in the book of Proverbs, they work. It doesn't, whatever your situation is, Proverbs covers all situations, covers all circumstances. And it is a book that is written to give us prudence. And the book of Proverbs has much to say about prudence or the prudent individual. Notice in Proverbs chapter 12, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 23. Proverbs 12, 23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Notice he contrasts the prudent man and the foolish man. Proverbs 13 and verse 16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly or his foolishness. Proverbs 14 and verse 8. The wisdom of the prudent. So a prudent person is a wise person. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Verse 18. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned
with knowledge. Proverbs 16, verse 21. The wise in heart, again, that is that wisdom that is from above, shall be called prudent. So it's a good thing to be called prudent. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. Who are the prudent? Those who are careful. Those who are watching. Proverbs 19 and verse 14. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. A careful wife, she's from God. She's rare. Prudence. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22, verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil. And it is not hard to foresee the evil. All you have to do is beware of, is to have an awareness of Scripture. And the Bible says, if you do this, this is going to happen. So when people are doing certain things, we know certain things are going to happen. A prudent man foreseeth the evil, and because he is wise, he hideth himself from the evil. Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs 27 and verse 12. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on. That is, they continue on. They do not foresee the evil, and they are punished. That is, the foolish are careless. But a prudent man, he's careful. He's sensible. We need to be careful. And one of the purposes of Proverbs is to give prudence. To give prudence. Another thing that is it gives in verse 4, again of Proverbs chapter 1, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge. And I believe this has reference to just simply thinking right and acting right. And how important right thinking is. If you don't think right, you're not going to do right. You have to think right in order to do right. And the way to think right is to pattern your thoughts according to the Word of God. That's how you think right. Anybody who thinks contrary to what Scripture says, their thinking is warped. They're not thinking right. And I guarantee you, if they're not thinking right, they're not doing right. They're not living right. The book of Proverbs was written so that you and I could be given knowledge or the ability to think right, the ability to act right, the ability to know how to behave, and the ability to behave. Is that not what we try to teach our children? You try to teach them how to behave, what's proper. And that's what the book of Proverbs is all about. It's teaching us what's proper. And then, of course, what we do with that, that's an entirely different matter. And then the third thing that the book of Proverbs is said to give us is, again, discretion. Here, referring to the ability to know what should be done in a particular situation. A wise person is a person of discretion. There are many circumstances in life, there are many situations in life, but a wise person always seems to know what to do. And what is it that we're to do? We're to do what the Bible tells us to do. That's discretion. You do what God says, even if it doesn't make sense. Even if no one else agrees. You have the ability to make a right decision. You have the ability to just know what to do. But this word, discretion, here in verse 4 also means something with purpose, which tells us that the book of Proverbs was written to give us purpose. It was written to give us a purpose in life. That's what will get you in a lot of trouble if you have no purpose. If you have no goal, if you have no direction, you're going to waste your life. You're going to do foolish things. You're going to be careless. But the book of Proverbs, one of the purposes is to give us a purpose in life. And Proverbs has much to say about discretion. Notice in Proverbs 2 and verse 11, discretion shall preserve thee. The ability to know the difference between right and wrong, that'll preserve you. The ability to know what to do in any given situation, that'll preserve you. And if you don't know what to do, you wait on God, and He'll show you. You don't do anything, you just wait on God, and He'll show you. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21, my son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 2. That thou mayest regard discretion. There it is again, discretion. Proverbs 11, verse 22. A jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. In other words, beauty without discretion, you might as well put a pearl in the snout of a hog. That's about how much it's worth. Discretion. Discretion. Well, she don't have an ounce of sense, but she sure is pretty. Well, again, what you have there, you might as well put a pearl in a hog snout. And that's not a compliment. In Proverbs chapter 19, Proverbs 19, verse 11, the discretion of a man deferreth his anger. Well, a lot of times we get so angry we could do such and such, but discretion prevents us from doing so. A wise man has discretion, and one of the purposes of the book of Proverbs is to give discretion. The fifth purpose that is stated in verse 6 of Proverbs chapter 1 is to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. One of the purposes is that we would understand what is written. The book of Proverbs was not written, nor was any other book of the Bible written, not to be understood. They were written to be understood. And the book of Proverbs was written to be understood. So in summary, the purpose of Proverbs and the reason Proverbs should be read, the reason it should be studied, in order that you and I can have made known to us wisdom and instruction. Another reason to read it and study it is in order for you and I to be able to make a distinction between right and wrong, between truth and error. And it's amazing today how many people do not have the ability to make a distinction between right and wrong. In order to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, we should read it and study it in order to have imparted to us prudence, right thinking, right acting,
and purpose in our life. And another reason that we should read and study it is that you and I can understand a proverb and the dark sayings. In other words, that we could have insight into the ways of God. If you have insight into the ways of God, you are light years ahead of everybody in the world. I don't care what your IQ is. If you have insight into this book, if you have insight into the ways of God, into the will of God, you're light years ahead of any professor at any university that doesn't know the Lord. Light years ahead of them. So the book of Proverbs is a very valuable book. Next week we want to look at verse 7, which states the theme of the book of Proverbs, and that is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In other words, it's the foundation of knowledge, the fear of the Lord. Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us in a verse of song. Let's all stand.